Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Krisis, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. All the Asham Karbonis that come for a chait. There are the Asham Me'ilois, Asham Gezelois, and Asham Shivcha Charufa, and Asham Toli on the Safik chait. All of them have to be an aisle. And it has to be worth two sloim, at least two sloim. Batura tells us how we learned this from the Psukim. The Asham Etzayim and the Asham Nazir are not part of this. But we're talking about the type of carbon Asham that has to be worth two slime. Now, let's see what happens over here. Once again, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Hamafrish Shtei Slayim L'Asham. This person separated two slime for the purpose of purchasing a carbon Asham. V'lokach behen Shnei Elim L'Asham. What happened at the end is, he used these two sloim to buy not one, but two elim, two rams, at one sela apiece for his ashamais. So what does he do now? Zok the Mishnah. Suppose, now that he's ready to be makir his karbon, one of these elim is worth two sloim. Maybe the price went up. So v'hoye echad mehen, one of the rams, yofa is now worth shtei sloim. Yikrav, he should be makrav this aisle le'ashamai for his asham. L'shem, the carbon asham that he originally designated the money for. Frekta batanura, wait a second, how is this going to work? The Torah says that it has to be worth two sloim. And at the time that he purchased these karbanis, it was one sela apiece. The answer is, if at the time of kapara it was worth two sloim, we have satisfied what the Torah told us to do. So right now, one of them is worth two sloim. Be makavit for your carbon asham, even though you only bought it for a sela. Vasheni, what do we do with the second ram? Yirashi is toiv, it should graze until it gets a mum. Then, v'yimacher, sell it, v'yiplu damav, and the money will fall into the special chest that's used the nedava to purchase oilas nedava shel tzibur. That was the easy case. Let's go weiter. Lokach ben, let's say he designated two sloim, and he purchased with these two sloim that he originally designated for the purpose of an asham, he bought shnei elim, two rams, lechulin. So he designated two sloim for his carbon asham. Then his wife said, you know, Uncle Moshe is coming for supper with his family of 15 kids. Get two rams, run to the sheikha with it. So I don't know what he did. So I guess in his haste, he totally forgot that these two sloim are hegdish, and he used those two sloim to purchase the two rams for supper. Zok the Mishnah. If echad, one of these rams, yofa, is worth shtei sloim, two sloim, the echad and one of them, yofa, is worth asorazos, ten zos. Ten zos is the equivalent of two sloim and a chaimish. So this is what he should do. Hayafa shtei sloim, the one that's worth two sloim, yikrav l'asham, he should be makir for his carbon asham. That's what he separated the money for to start with. V'hasheni, the second ram, which is worth the sela and the chaimish, l'mi'i l'asoi, that he should give to Hegdish to pay what you owe Hegdish anytime you're ma'il b'Hegdish. You have to pay the keren, the amount of anah, plus a fifth. So that's going to be the Karen and the Chaimish, Limi Ilasai, for the Mila, for the fact that he was Moil Behegdish. Now he's going to have to bring two sloim from his house, a different two sloim, and purchase an aisle for the Karbon Asham, the Elois, because he has a new Asham that he has to bring. That's already a separate thing. So again, when it says, Vasheni Limi Ilasai, it means the second one is going to be his payment for his Mila, because when you're Moil Behegdish, you have to pay Karen, you have to pay an extra Chaimish. You have to bring a carbon. So his keren achaimish is going to come from the second one. The extra carbon will come from his own money. Vaiter says the Mishnah, next case. He separated two sloim, and he purchased two rams, echad lo asham. One he purchased l'shem the carbon asham. The echad l'chul, one for chul. Could be his wife said, no, Uncle Moshe is not coming at all of his kids. We need only one ram. So he purchased one l'chul. And again, it's b'shoigik. He forgot that it was hegdash. So now the mi'ila was only done with one sela. So if when it comes to the makrav is carbon, hoya shel asham, the isle that he purchased, l'shem asham, yofesh de slayim, that was taken now worth 2 slayim, so no problem. Yikrav, he should be makrav, that isle asham for his original carbon asham, which he purchased it for. Even though he bought it for a seller, it's not a problem. Like we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, if right now it's worth 2 slayim. V'hasheni, and the second one, that's chulin, l'mi'ilosei, that he should bring for his asham mi'ilois. We're assuming that also is worth 2 slayim now. Because an asham mi'ilos can't be less than 2 slayim. And then what's left? What's left is to pay the money, Yos Hegdish. So v'yavi imel, after bring out of his own pocket, sela v'chumsha, the sela and the chaymish. That's for the sela hegdish that he took out lechulin. That he was moil behegdish. Well, the hanoi, you have to pay back a sela plus a fifth. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Someone separated 2 slayim for a carbon asham, designated 2 slayim for a carbon asham, which is what you have to. We said any asham that comes on a chait has to be purchased with at least 2 slayim. Batra shows us how we learned it from the psukim. He went and bought 2 elim for an asham. Well, if right now one of them is worth 2 slayim, be makir of that one. The second one, you allow it to graze until it gets a mum. Then we sell it, and the money goes l'kayitz ha-mizbeach to purchase oilis. Next, he designated 2 slayim for a carbon asham. He bought 2 elim for chulin. He forgot. Used them for supper, because Uncle Moshe is coming with his 15 kids. Now he realizes what he did. So these 2 elim, one was worth 2 slayim, and one was worth a sarazuz, which is, a sarazuz is the equivalent of 2.5 slayim, which is a sela and a chaymish. We'll explain why at the end of the Mishnah Bez Hashem. So the one that's worth 2 slayim, he should be makir for his carbon asham, the original carbon asham that he was supposed to bring. The second one, he should use to pay up hegdish what he owes, the money part of what he pays up hegdish, because Maisi was moiled by hegdish. And out of his own pocket, he has to bring another 2 slayim and purchase a new behemoth for his asham me'ilois, the new asham, because he was moiled by hegdish. If he took the original 2 slayim, third case in the Mishnah, with one he bought an asham, with one he used it for chulin. So if his asham was worth 2 slayim, be makiv that for your asham. The second one, assuming it's now worth 2 slayim, use it for your carbon me'ilah. And out of your pocket, pay up the sel and the chaymish that you owe. Now, so I want to figure out one more thing. And really, this is not important to understand the Mishnah Mamish, so if you want, you could hang up now. If you want, you can listen. When the Torah says you have to add a chaymish, it means a chaymish me'lebar. Me'lebar means on the outside. Brais is on the outside. Gavoy or me'legav means on the inside. There's a chaymish me'lebar and a chaymish me'legav. A chaymish me'lebar means a chaymish on the outside. Chaymish me'legav means a chaymish on the inside. What does this mean? Chaymish on the outside, chaymish on the inside. Take a pie and divide it into 5. That's a chaymish me'legav. I'm taking this pie and dividing it into 5. A chaymish me'lebar means take a pie and divide it into 4 and add a 1/5. When the Torah says you pay a chaymish, it means a chaymish me'lebar. Now, 1 sela is equal 4 zuz. He was moil behegdish how much? 2 slayim. So he has to pay 8 zuz plus a chaymish. How much is the chaymish? Take 8. The 8 zuz divided into 4. That's 2. And you have to add another 2. You're adding a 1/5. So it's 2 slayim. So 10 zuz is 8 plus a 1/5. So if you follow that, fine. If not, don't worry, it has nothing to do with the actual pshat in the Mishnah. All you need to know for the Mishnah is that the 10 zehuvim is the me'ilah plus a 1/5.